let's just a little step back and just spend one foil saying what HPF isn't. So we already pointed out in the example of Laplace's the various types of models. So we have explicit message passing, which is of course illustrated by PVM or MPI, where the user explicitly breaks the program up into parts, explicitly programs the calls to the message passing routine, and it's these calls which make certain all these various program parts work together to solve a single problem. So the feature of this approach is that it matches the hardware very straightforwardly, but this breaking up into parts is not particularly natural for the problem, because the parts reflect the machine. I mean, if you're running an MPI program on 16 nodes of a parallel processor, you break the problem up into 16 parts, however many parts the original problem had. So if I'm doing a numerical relativity problem with 128 by 128 by 128 grids, breaking it up into 16 parts is quite easy because there are lots of grid points, but it's not natural. So that's the problem with a lot of the so-called object-oriented approaches. So in an object-oriented approach, at least the first approximation in the simpler object-oriented approaches, and this is what you'd have to do if you use Java without any extensions, you would basically write message passing. What you'd notice is that if I go back to my original model of parallel computing of say, let's look at some of these analogies to masons laying bricks, we can think of each mason as an object with a set of methods which are called brick laying and talking and something. So clearly object-oriented programming is very natural in this area, because you can think of each component of a parallel program as an object, which object sends messages to other objects. That's the classic way most objects communicate. However it's implemented, that's how it looks like to users. Users just effectively send messages to other objects. So the problem with object-oriented programming is that if the objects are natural and represent functional parallelism, it's fine. But if the objects just again represent the path that we broke the problem up into, it doesn't really solve the problem. I mean, it still might be better than MPI to have objects representing the path, but it doesn't really address the issue that the original problem didn't have 16 parts. It had, in the case of that numerical relativity, 128 cube parts. All right.